The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Steve Bryson, PhD. Potential ASO therapy treats SMA in mice with evident symptoms. A new and non-invasive type of antisense oligonucleotide, or ASO therapy, effectively treated spinal muscular atrophy in a mouse model with established symptoms, a study reported. Since symptomatic and late-onset SMA patients are the most difficult to treat, our therapy should be considered a great improvement from a clinical perspective, its scientists wrote. We believe strongly in the feasibility of clinical translation and the utility of this potential treatment, even in symptomatic SMA patients. The study, Cell-Penetrating Peptide-Conjugated Morpholino Rescues SMA in a Symptomatic Preclinical Model, was published in the journal Molecular Therapy. Nearly all cases of SMA are caused by a faulty SMN1 gene that encodes SMN, a protein essential for the survival of motor neurons, the nerve cells that control voluntary muscle movement. Disease severity is primarily determined by the number of copies of a second SMN2 gene, which can partly compensate for the loss of SMN1. ASO-based therapy, such as the approved medicine Spinraza or nusinersen, can increase the ability of cells to produce functional SMN protein from the SMN2 gene. But Spinraza's use is invasive, being administered by injection in the space surrounding the spinal cord. In addition, current ASO therapy has a limited distribution in certain brain and spinal regions that can hamper motor response in some patients, and it is more effective in some types of SMA more than others, the study noted. Existing SMA treatments, which include the gene therapy Zolgensma and the oral therapy Evrysdi or risdiplam in the U.S., are also known to work best in the presymptomatic and earliest stages of the disease. Researchers at the University of Milan in Italy aim to address some of these issues by developing an ASO therapy that does not require invasive spinal injection, has wide-ranging distribution, and can be potentially effective in symptomatic SMA. Previously, this team and others showed that antisense oligonucleotides generated by a type of chemistry known as morpholino chemistry eased disease-related hallmarks following presymptomatic treatment in an SMA mouse model. These researchers now investigated whether attaching or conjugating small protein fragments called cell-penetrating peptides, or CPPs, directly to morpholino-generated ASOs, improved the medicine's distribution throughout the CNS and enhanced overall efficacy in symptomatic SMA mice. Initially, four different CPPs were attached to morpholino-generated ASOs and delivered by both intravenous injection or infusion directly into the area surrounding the brains of one-day-old SMA mice. Analysis confirmed that all ASOs tested significantly increased SMN protein levels in the brain and spinal cord by both administration methods. ASOs with two CPPs in particular, called R6 and RXR, were more effective in rescuing SMN than ASOs without CPPs. Next, both RXR ASO and R6 ASO were injected into the abdomen of five-day-old SMA mice, corresponding to the symptomatic SMA phase. Tissue analysis 2 days later demonstrated a significant increase in SMN protein in the brain and spinal cord versus control or untreated mice. SMN protein was also significantly enhanced in heart, liver, and kidney tissues. Lower doses showed similar results. An analysis of distribution found the R6 ASO was significantly higher in the spinal cord, liver, heart, and muscle, with an increasing trend in the brain compared with ASOs given without the R6 CPP. To determine their efficacy, the R6 ASO and RXR ASO treatments were again injected into five-day-old SMA mice. Control mice had shown paralysis and died within 2 weeks. Treatment with R6 ASO significantly improved median survival relative to the ASO without CPPs, 41.4 versus 17 days. Treatment with RXR ASO increased survival to 23 days. A rotarod motor skill test was completed by most CPP ASO-treated mice, with R6 ASO performing better than RXR ASO, showing greater efficacy in rescuing the disease characteristics, the researchers wrote. Treatment with CPP ASOs 7 or P7 and 10 days after birth, P10, did not show the same efficacy as treatment in 5-day-old mice, suggesting that treatment at P7 is too late to obtain any rescue of the disease, they added. Toxicology experiments found all biomarkers were comparable between groups, suggesting that the treatments had no detectable toxic effects, the scientists noted. 5-day-old SMA mice showed degeneration at neuromuscular junctions, or NMJs, the place where nerves connect to the muscle they control. Abdominal injection with both R6 ASO and RXR ASO halted NMJ degeneration 5 days after treatment, compared to ASOs without CPPs. This was statistically significant for R6 ASO. The recovery of synapses, the space between nerve cells that allow them to communicate, reached 60% with R6 ASO treatment, but did not reach 40% without CPPs. After 25 days, synapse recovery remained at 72% with R6 ASO and 50% with RXR ASO, again confirming the superiority of R6 ASO treatment, the scientists added. Finally, SMA mice show shrinkage of muscle fibers and muscles, characteristic of the disease in patients. Treatment with CPP ASOs resulted in larger and better organized muscle fibers in the legs. Treatment also significantly increased the number of motor neurons in the mice's spinal cords 5 days after its use, with an increasing trend 25 days later. Overall, we demonstrated that the two conjunctates, in particular R6 ASO, were able to reach the CNS in mice at P5 after abdominal injection, the scientists wrote. This avoided invasive intrathecal injection and improved SMN levels and consequently SMA symptoms compared with the ASO without CPPs, a novel result in SMA mice.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Sometimes when I'm feeling overwhelmed or have a lot of different things going on, I try to remember that I'm not the only one that goes through things. That's why when I read Alyssa Silva's latest column, Facing New Challenges Gives Me Clarity and Control Over My Life, it really hit home that I'm not the only one that deals with a lot of stuff. And I can take on these challenges and do hard things. Here's her article. For nearly 2 years, my days have been filled with health problems. Well, I've always had health battles to deal with, but in recent years, they seem to have amplified, or in some instances, multiplied. Nevertheless, I'm grateful to have exceptional care. I have a team of brilliant doctors determined and willing to listen. They never gaslight me, and they believe me when I explain my symptoms at length, regardless of how strange they may seem. My family is always there to hold and encourage me when I lose steam, and I have friends who support me unconditionally. But frankly, I'm exhausted from managing my care the last few months. It takes up much of my day and expends my energy. In true spotted zebra fashion, a nickname my doctor affectionately coined for me, many of my symptoms aren't easy to treat. They require appointments, tests, long email threads, phone calls, collective decisions as a team, thinking outside the box, and so on. To further complicate matters, after going through the long process of developing a game plan for treatment, more often than not, the original plan is unsuccessful and we end up back at the drawing board. As a result, this sometimes makes me feel like a failure, which is an unnerving feeling, especially when it involves my health. There are days when no matter how deeply I'm challenged and how greatly I try, I fall short. The irony, however, is that I know I'm not a failure, so why do I feel that way? Pushing myself. At the start of every year, I decided I need a new challenge that has nothing to do with my health, but which would still push me. I wanted to prove that I can do hard things. After some thought, I decided not to spend a single cent on myself the entire month of January. Full disclosure, I don't have a shopping problem, but I do enjoy getting coffee at Starbucks, buying random things on Amazon, or succumbing to an Instagram ad that knows how to lure me in. Guilty as charged. In the doldrums of winter, or a pandemic, shopping is something I get excited about. I love knowing a package is headed my way in the mail. While I know how to live within my financial means, I do accumulate a lot of stuff I really don't need. So, given my track record, I knew this would definitely be challenging for me. What happened? It turns out I was right. As of this writing, only a few days remain in January, and I'm happy to report that I've come this far without splurging on myself. I have a good feeling that I'll successfully make it to February without spending money. But the challenge has been more difficult than I expected, which is making me entirely reconsider my spending habits. When I take a closer look, I notice that the challenge also has taught me that despite what my health tries to coax me into believing, I still have control over my life. Lack of control has always been my biggest struggle while living with this disease. Between my health and having to depend on others, it's hard to gauge which areas of my life I still can manage on my own. Although it may seem insignificant, this challenge has helped me to reclaim a sense of autonomy. It has pushed me out of my comfort zone and made me realize I can do hard things. Most importantly, it has reaffirmed what I already knew deeply in my core, that no matter how many times I face adversity or challenging circumstances, I am not a failure, and I have the ability to confront them. Thanks, Alyssa. Yes, you can do hard things, and maybe I can too. How about you guys? Let us know over in the forums, what hard things do you do? At smanewstoday.com/forums. But that's all I have for you today. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.